How many times have you allowed perfectionism to get in the way of your weight loss goals? You're not perfect on Tuesday, so you scrap the whole thing and tell yourself you'll start over again next Monday. And then next Monday comes and there's some other little thing that's off. Maybe you don't get everything totally perfect, and then you tell yourself you'll start over again the next Monday. Now, of course, this can just be an excuse to eat whatever you want, and you know, it can be just an excuse. But what about when it's a problem with perfectionism? I'm excited to talk about this today because this is how I began this entire journey of helping others avoid mistakes that I've made all the way back on March 7th, 2007. And I'll tell you more about that in today's podcast also. Welcome back to the JoLynn Braley Show. Today is episode number 594 here on March 7th, 2024. Let's talk about the problem of perfectionism in weight loss. Welcome back to the JoLynn Braley Show. Today is episode number 594 here on March 7th, 2024. And I am JoLynn Braley, permanent weight loss coach. I am the founder of the Inner Self Diet. That is the mental and emotional diet that you need to heal your eating at the root so that you can break free of emotional eating, binge eating, mindless eating, late night stuffing, sneak eating, compulsive overeating, and break free into freedom within 8 weeks or less. That's where you're able to live a healthy lifestyle without sabotaging yourself anymore, without getting in your own way. To learn more about the mental and the emotional aspects of losing weight, the fact that your mindset is 92.8% of the problem, but it also holds 92.8% of the solution, go to www.easyfunweightloss.com/ebook, easyfunweightloss.com/ebook, and download my free ebook there to start learning more about this. I have been professionally coaching since 2009. If you heard episode number 586 of the JoLynn Braley Show, you know that I launched this particular podcast back in 2013, but I actually began this entire venture of talking about weight loss, helping others avoid mistakes that I had made, and this whole topic. I started this 17 years ago today on March 7th, 2007, and I started it by publishing a blog post, which I will link to in the article that accompanies this podcast. You can find that article that accompanies this podcast by going to fearlessfatloss.com/blog, and then in the search box, type in the number 594, which is the number of today's podcast, and then I will include a link in that article text where you can read that post that I wrote all the way back 17 years ago on March 7th, 2007, when I wrote about perfectionism and how it can really stop your weight loss. So yeah, all the way back on March 7th, 2007, I wrote this article, this blog post about perfectionism. And I started out with that because that's been a problem that I have had. Have you had that problem also? Maybe you're struggling with it right now. Maybe if you're not totally perfect on your healthy eating plan, like I said in the beginning of today's podcast, it's this problem where you then tell yourself, oh, well, I wasn't perfect, so let's just eat whatever and I'll start over again next Monday so that I can be perfect. Or let's wait until the first of the month. You know, I tried the first of January and that didn't work. I wasn't perfect there. So now let's wait until the first of February or the first of March or the first of April or the first of May or June. I mean, it just goes on forever. And you can extend this problem of overeating and overweight. It can go on forever. So how do you get out of this? How do you get out of this? And what if it's about something more than perfectionism? What if it's just the fact that you're addicted to sugar and you don't want to give it up? And so you lean on not being perfect, and maybe unconsciously you even sabotage yourself so that you're not perfect. And so that then you can have that excuse to say, let's start over again next Monday. But then you never end up getting to your goal weight. You never end up looking your very best, feeling your very best. You never end up getting there because it's always put off. It's always put off into some future time. There's always some excuse for why you're not taking action. And when you throw in this perfectionism problem, the problem of perfectionism in weight loss. So when you have this problem, when you're always trying to be perfect, and then you're never actually getting to that place where you want to be because you're trying to line up everything to be just totally right and totally perfect. And actually today on this podcast episode, I'm going to do my best to not be perfect because this really has been a problem that I've had for a long time. And in fact, I'm launching several new things this year in 2024 to help more people with their eating and their weight problems. And the only way I can do this is to let go of the perfectionism. So make sure that you're on my email list so you don't miss out on any of these new things that I'm putting out this year. One way that you can get on my email list is to grab my free ebook at www.easyfunweightloss.com/ebook. And again, the only way that I can move forward and reach my own goals is I have to let go of this problem of perfectionism. And the problem of perfectionism that I've had has been not just in the area of weight loss and healthy eating, but the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So if you're having a problem with perfectionism when it comes to losing weight, you've got that problem in other areas of your life also. And then, you know, you can get wrapped up in this overthinking and getting into self-doubt. And all it does is it just holds you back, so that you're never really getting to where you want to be. How many years have you been trying to get to your goal weight? How long has it been? When is the last time that you actually were at your goal weight? When was that? What date? And how many years ago was that? You know, we can't do anything about the past. All of your power lies in this present moment right now. All you can do is make a decision at this point in time, a decision of what you're going to do next, what you're going to do now, and then you have to be aware of whether or not that decision and that action that you're about to take, is it leading you one step closer to where you want to be, or is it taking you 5 steps further back? You know, the self-doubt, the second guessing, how do you ever get anywhere? And in the area of weight loss, it's really easy to get wrapped up in second guessing yourself all the time because if you are listening to this expert and this expert and that expert and this expert, and then you're listening to my podcast, and then you're listening to this one over here and this one over here, and everybody is saying something different, and then maybe some are saying something similar, but you have all this information and all of this input coming in, and then you never really make a decision because you're afraid to make the wrong decision, you're afraid to do the wrong thing, then what kind of results do you end up getting? Which leads me to, how do you get beyond this problem of perfectionism? You got to make a decision. And what does it mean to make a decision? If you look up the definition of decision, it means decise. It means to cut away. It means to cut away from any other possibilities, and you make a decision to do this thing, and then you move forward. That's what decision means. When you are decisive and you're sure, and even if you're not sure, but you make a decision and then you move forward with that, if it's the wrong decision, you can always make another decision later. But I guarantee you that if you refuse to make a decision, you're automatically making the wrong decision. Because if you refuse to make a decision to take the best action step that you can to move towards your ideal weight now, then you're deciding to keep doing what you are doing by default. You can't get out of making a decision. Even what I said right there, if you refuse to make the decision to take your best step forward right now. Well, that right there, if you are wrapped up in perfectionism, you won't make the decision because you're not sure if it's the best decision. So then maybe drop the word best, and you have to just decide. First, you have to decide, what do you want? And then what are you willing to do to get it? And then you have to decide that you're doing it now. Not on Monday, not in 5 weeks, not after whatever, but you're starting to take action now. Because if you want to lose weight and keep it off for good, it can't be a diet anyway. It has to be a lifestyle. You've got to make real lifestyle changes. And then the biggest problem with that, and this is why I coach my clients in the Inner Self Diet, is that you have to address your thinking, your beliefs, your emotions. You have to address your inner world. That's why I call it the Inner Self Diet. You have to address what is 92.8% of the problem. So you have to go within into where all these things start. And everything starts with a thought. But then what if you're plagued with perfectionism? How do you even make the decision to heal your eating? You know, some people, they just have to get into such a bad state where they are so unhappy. That's the only way that they end up making a decision to do something different. Some people call that hitting rock bottom. And maybe if you never hit rock bottom, you'll never really make a decision to go for it. The good news is that this is your life, and it's up to you what you're going to do. It's all up to you. And if you aren't really in that much pain, and it's more important to eat what you want to eat right now than it is to make changes so that you can start dropping that extra weight and start feeling better and start moving forward and start, you know, getting into those smaller jeans, then whatever you're going to do is what you're going to do. But there are alternative options out there. If you can get beyond your perfectionism, you know, which that can be difficult, but it doesn't have to be a cement wall in your way that you cannot get around. If you would be willing to forgive yourself for any mistakes that you've made and come into your present moment, which again is the only place where you have power. Let go of the baggage. And I know this can be really hard to do, but look at where you are. Look at where you want to be. What are you willing to do right now to start moving towards where you want to be? And then you just have to take that first step. But then what if you don't know what the first step is? And what if you're afraid of choosing the wrong step? Well, you're always going to be in that place then. You're always going to be in that place of limbo where you keep eating. You keep eating the wrong stuff, the stuff that isn't helping you lose weight. You keep getting the instant gratification from that food that isn't getting you any closer to where you want to be. You keep feeling self-doubt and worrying and having anxiety that you're stuck, you're not moving forward, nothing is changing. You know, another year has gone by. Heck, today, here on the date of this particular podcast, March 7th, 2024, we're already 2 months into the new year. Did you make a New Year's resolution and it didn't, you know, you couldn't stick with it? So this stuff, it just keeps rolling, rolling, rolling. Do you know that old TV show? My mom loved this show. It was called Rawhide, had Clint Eastwood in it. You just keep on rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep those doggies rolling, 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 Rawhide. But it's not really funny. You keep rolling in these patterns that keep you, they keep you stuck. They keep you stuck in the muck. How do I know? Because I've been there myself. And before you know it, this whole year is going to be gone. This year of 2024 is going to be gone. And you won't even be at your goal weight. And I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but this is how these things go. If you stay stuck, and the perfectionism is a perfect way to keep yourself stuck. So how do you get out of it? You know, I recommend you get a piece of paper and a pen and you write this down. There's a connection that occurs between your head, hand, and heart when you write pen on paper, and you cannot get that connection if you type on a keyboard or you just think about things or you just listen. You won't get that connection. So you take a piece of paper and a pen. What do I want? And then answer it. And then write, what am I willing to do to get this? And then answer it. Now, you got to be honest with yourself. If you say that you want to lose 30 pounds, and then you ask yourself, what am I willing to do to get this? And your honest answer is, well, I want to keep eating how I'm eating now, and I want to somehow magically lose this weight. Then you got to come to terms with that. That's not so much about perfectionism. That's just about you got to get real. You have to get real because you can't get some new results without doing something new. So if you're willing to do something new, then what are you willing to do? And then what is the first step? And then you take the first step. You make the decision to commit to yourself. You make the decision to start moving forward. And you take the first step. Are you going to be perfect? No. So here's a very important key on how to move beyond the perfectionism. Just accept that you're not going to be perfect. This is one of the most important things that I learned from my first business mentor back in 2008. And it is the concept of imperfect action. This requires a decision. You take imperfect action right now with what you know, with the knowledge you have, and you start moving forward with that action. Then as you move forward, you can start making changes. What a lot of other people do is before they take action, they want everything to be perfect. And so they wait. And then they never take the action. And so this is what happens with this perfectionism, what I've been talking about here on this imperfect podcast today, which is I'm trying to make sure that it's not perfect so that I can live the example of not being perfect. But when you wait to get everything lined up perfectly before you take action, you are stuck in perfectionism, and then how do you ever get to where you want to go? So you have to make the decision that you are worth taking the action to do the things that are necessary in order to get that weight off. And keep in mind that 92.8% of what you need to do, it's going to be the work that you need to do in between your own two ears. And that is work that you need steps for, you need a plan for, you need a system. Coaching is the fastest way to get you from where you are to where you want to be if you really want to change your mindset so that you're not just losing 30 pounds, in my example, but you are going to keep that off. And that does require a mindset change. There's no way around it. You see, you can't remain fat on the inside and lose weight on the outside and keep it off because it's a mismatch. You have to become thin on the inside. That means that your self-image, your thinking, your mindset, your beliefs about yourself, your inner world has to match what you want on the outside if you want to lose weight and keep it off. It's just like people who win the lottery. Most people who win the lottery lose all of it within a year or two because when they won the lottery, they had a poor mindset. So on the inside, they were poor. Then they won all this money and then they go blow it because their inside is still poor. It's the same thing with the weight loss. If you want to get thin and stay thin, you know, look your best, feel your best. And when I say thin, I mean your best shape. I don't mean being skinny and weak. I mean looking your best, strong, healthy, all that. Looking your best in your jeans, being slender, fit, healthy, awesome. If you want to get thin and stay thin, you have to be that on the inside. You can't be thinking fat and feeling fat, having fat emotions. You know, what are fat emotions? That's where you're feeling all hangdog. You know, what is it that drives your emotional eating? There are some out there who will emotionally eat when they're happy, but most emotionally eat when they feel bad. So those emotions, imagine that those are the emotions that match being fat because that's what drives your emotional eating, binge eating, all that. Does that make sense? So you've got to change your inner world to match how you want to look on the outside so that they are a match so that once you get that weight off, you can keep it off. Does that make sense? This is what the mainstream diet industry doesn't give you. And this is why I do the work that I do with my coaching clients in the inner self diet. And you got to get beyond your perfectionism in order to do something like that. Because what I teach, what I guide my clients through so that they are struggle-free in 8 weeks or less, they reach that place of freedom in 8 weeks or less, what I take them through is new. Because if they'd already done it, they wouldn't be having the problems they're having. So that's another place to let go of your perfectionism. You have to really want to change in order to change. And you absolutely can change if you really do want to change. And you have to let up on yourself about the perfectionism. Be aware that you've got this problem. And okay, so yeah, I've got a big problem with perfectionism. So how can I move forward? You know, because I don't want to stay stuck. I don't want to, when we come to the end of 2024, I don't want to still be in the same place. If that's you and you are determined to get beyond these problems so that you can really get the weight off this year, and it especially makes sense to you that you need more help than just a food diet can give you. You got to change what's in between your own two ears. You've got to change your mindset. You've got to change your emotional state, which is all driven by your thinking. If you want help to do this, if you want my help to do this, if you want to find out if I'd be able to help you, go to www.discovery-session.com and complete an application for a complimentary weight loss discovery session with me. And this right here, this step right here, will require you to let go of your perfectionism. You know? You got to make the decision to take imperfect action. If you really want to let your problems with food and your eating go this year, if you really want to break free, and if it makes sense to you that this is a bigger problem than a food diet can handle, you've got to address 92.8% of this problem, which is in your head, in your heart. It's your inner world. Get that taken care of, and then there's no big deal with living a healthy lifestyle. If you want to achieve freedom within 8 weeks or less, go over to www.discovery-session.com, fill out an application, press the button to submit that to my office, and let's find out if there's any way that I might be able to help you. And on my end, I will continue to keep moving beyond my problems with perfectionism. And right now I'm going to do that by wrapping up this particular podcast here on March 7th, 2024, acknowledging that, shit, man, it's been 17 years since I started all of this. That's a long time, you know? What the hell? That's a really long time. Like I mentioned in today's podcast, I have a lot of new things coming out this year, and it's really good stuff because I've seen many patterns over the years that my weight loss coaching clients have shared. And so I've gotten some great ideas, which I am putting together to help more people. Yeah, it's going to be a good thing. If you want the fastest path, fill out that application at www.discovery-session.com. I'm JoLynn Braley, mind body weight loss coach, permanent weight loss coach, founder of the Inner Self Diet, the diet that you need if you really want to heal your eating and do it in the fastest way possible. Get to that struggle-free place in 8 weeks or less. I wish you your best life living inside of your ideal body, looking your best in your jeans and not apologizing for it. Never, ever, ever apologize for looking your best, for taking care of yourself, for excelling in your goals. There's nothing wrong with that.